This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to have some blue sky, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more heat than what we've had the last month and a half here, breaking records all over the country with all of the deep cold from Maine all the way down to Florida and west all the way to California and Washington State. Just been a crazy, crazy winter so far. And the thing that scares me is the month of February. And traditionally, the month of February is the stormiest month of the entire winter. All of your major blizzards on the East Coast have come during the month of February. And traditionally, it's very, very stormy. So just be aware of it, and make sure you get a good shovel. Your snowblower's got plenty of gas, and you have some ice melt for your walkways and for your driveway. Get it ready, put it in the bank, and when it does arrive, you'll be ready to go. In the meantime, if you need some help this morning on your garden or your houseplants, give me a call. The number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to solve some of the problems that you had last year or in past years, or if you're going to be doing some new plantings and you're looking for some ideas of a shrub or a tree to plant in that area, I'm here to help you out this morning. And again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're going to try my best this morning to try and give you some facts and some fun information about some of the vegetables and fruits and berries that we grow in our garden. This time of the year, a lot of us are sleeping in a little bit longer. Not going to go in the garden for a while because of the weather, so I thought it would be kind of fun to tell you about some of these plants that we grow. You know, you're all frustrated. You want to get out and do things, but the cold has been hampering what you've been able to do. But one thing that you should do, and it will help you to feel better, if you have a shrub called forsythia, you all know it, beautiful yellow blossoms from the bottom of the shrub all the way to the tips of the branches. Normally it's in bloom during the month of April and into early May. Treat yourself. Grab a pair of hand pruners, go outside, and prune your forsythia. I'm not saying prune the whole plant, but cut half a dozen, 10 branches, and you can cut them as short as 12 to 18 inches. You can cut them as long as 3 feet. But if you have a nice tall vase, let's cut some branches of forsythia. Now, you're going to fill your vase about halfway, maybe a little bit more, with some nice warm water. Not hot, but warm. You're going to go outside, cut your branches, just cut a branch, put it in your hand, and make a little arrangement with your hand. Taller in the middle, shorter on the front of your arrangement. Hold them together, come in the house, and just put them in that tall vase filled with warm water, about halfway, maybe a little bit more, and just leave it in the middle of your home, on the dining room table, on the kitchen table, in your living room, on an end table, and in about 10 days, maybe a little bit quicker, depending on how warm your house is, or maybe a little bit longer, if it's being kept cool, that forsythia will begin to flower in your home. And the blooming period in your home will be about 3 weeks. Beautiful, cascading branches of yellow flowers. And it's as easy as that. No special food, no special treatment of it. Just keep the plant warm, and it will come into bloom. And it will give you a lot of color. Now, the other thing that you can prune to give you some color, if you've got some flowering crabs, whether they're white or pink or red, prune your flowering crab apple and do the same thing with that. Now, the only difference when you're pruning a tree is you need to do something a little bit different to the branch itself. So you cut your branches, again, anywheres from a foot to 3 feet. So if your tree is getting really large and you want to do some pruning, start doing it now. So you cut your branches. You bring them inside your home and just set them on the counter. Get a nice tall vase with some warm water in it. Where you made the cut, on the very end of the branch, take your pruners and cut the end of that stem in half. You want to split it. And using a pair of pruners will work. If it's not working for you, then put them on a cutting board. Hold your hand on it and cut away from your hand and slit the stem a couple of inches. And that will give access to more moisture going into the stem, and it will give you blossoms a lot quicker. Rather than a little quarter of an inch entry place for water, by splitting the stem in half, not breaking it, but just splitting it, the water can enter the plant a lot easier. So flowering crabs, flowering cherries, flowering plum, flowering pear, even your dogwood, even a magnolia can be pruned that way, brought inside, and in a couple of weeks, they'll come right into bloom. Now, the one thing that I do, all of the shrubbery, especially if it's really hard in the stem, to kind of motivate it a little bit, I'll add a little bit of a liquid fertilizer. And that will speed the response once you've pruned it, and it will speed up the blossoming time. And no matter what you have, if you have some of the Espoma Grow fertilizers, if you have any of the blue fertilizers, the powder, just put a little bit in there. Not, you know, a big mound of tablespoon, but maybe like a half a teaspoon to the vase. Mix it up well in the warm water. Put your stems in there, and it will help, especially the trees that you're pruning, because the wood's hard, and it will help it to bloom. But just to think about that, you prune some magnolias, some dogwood, and within a couple of weeks, they're blooming on your kitchen table. So if you have a lot of flowering shrubs, early bloomer, then you can cut a couple branches of magnolia, a couple branches from your dogwood tree. You could cut some flowering pear, some flowering cherry, and put a little bit of forsythia in it. And now you've got a nice assortment of spring blooming plants. They may not all bloom at the same time, but you'll have a nice arrangement that you just did by pruning. Now, if you have fruit trees, when the weather gets nice and warm and you can get outside, your fruit trees are normally pruned during the end of February and into March. So all of the commercial orchards, that's when they're pruning their trees to control the height, the width, and to stimulate new growth on that tree. So they're out there with pruners, chainsaws, and they're doing the work that needs to be done to make those plants more productive. So your fruit trees, think the end of February, going into March. Let's see what the weather is like. We'll talk more about it. But your common everyday plants that bloom in the early spring, now's the time to begin the pruning process and enjoying the flowers.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, we have open lines. The number here is 855-660-4261, and talk with Nathan. He'll get you set up. Then we can work together to improve your garden or to control an insect or disease that you've had in the past. That way it won't become a problem this year. Today what I would like to do is to tell you a little bit about the fruits, the berries, and the vegetables that we all grow, and start the dream. You know, a garden is not started in May when a lot of people plant. The garden is started right now. And what I would do, and for those of you that are new at gardening, is take a piece of paper and draw it out how you want to plant it. And what I do is I bought a pad of graph paper, little squares on it, and I use that piece of graph paper to give me the size of my vegetable garden, length by width. And then on that paper, I plan out what I want. So I'll make a list to the right or on a separate piece of paper, tomatoes, peppers, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, whatever you like to eat. And you figure out how much space that plant's going to need. And one of the biggest problems that a lot of people that grow a vegetable garden is their eyes are bigger than their stomach. So they tend to, well, I need this. Give them the proper amount of room. And that's one of the biggest problems for a lot of new gardeners, and even for some of the older gardeners that have been growing for years, putting plants too close together. I was doing a consultation this past year, and we were looking at the people's vegetable garden, and when we were walking towards it, it looked beautiful. And we got there, we started looking, and the plants were just too close together. And you've got to say to yourself, I've got to give them some room. My tomatoes, for example, are 3 feet apart, and the rows are 3 feet apart. And I made some cages out of concrete wire. And one of these days, I'll tell you how I did it. But these concrete wire cages are around 18 inches in diameter. Not just that flimsy V-shaped cage that you push into the ground where it's narrower at the bottom and wider on top. Can you imagine building a skyscraper where the bottom of the building is smaller than the top of the building? Well, this is what happens with these cages. The reason they're like that is for shipping purposes, because they nest inside each other. So you can take 50 cages and slide them into each other, ship them, very easy. They don't take a lot of room. But in your garden, if your tomato plants get really big, the cage is top heavy. So I've made some hardware, concrete wire cages. The wire itself is about an eighth of an inch, maybe a little bit thicker. And some of the cages that I have in my garden, my dad made 30 years ago. And they're just as stable now as they were when my dad made them. The new ones that I made are about 10 years old. And they're beautiful. They're all rusted. Not a big deal. But they hold the tomatoes. And now the reason that you need to put your tomatoes 3 feet apart is the plant gets big. And a lot of people, first year, will put them 18 inches apart. They grow together just like a hedge. They create shade between plants. They're fighting for the soil. They're fighting for the moisture and the food. And you end up getting half the amount of fruit. So give them some room when you're planting your garden. 3 feet by 3 feet for all tomatoes.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help with your garden, your indoor plants, then give us a call. The number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. You'll talk with Nathan. He'll get you set up, and we can work things out for you. Now, this time of the year, a lot of you are beginning to get cabin fever because of the cold and the snow, and just been a crazy, crazy winter. If you want to do something that will be fun, and I think you will really enjoy this, go to your garden center and get a little window box, something that will fit on your windowsill or in a plant window. If it's in the plant window, you can use plastic pots with a saucer, and go to your local nursery. They've got all their seeds out right now. And plant lettuce in a little window box. In containers. You can plant, besides lettuce, try some peas. Peas like it cool. And in a month, maybe a little bit longer, you'll have peas growing on your windowsill. But lettuce is really, really easy, and you can grow a variety of them. Can you imagine picking fresh lettuce from your windowsill and using it in your salad? It's that easy. And this time of the year, we're getting plenty of light. The days are getting longer. We're gaining a minute or more of daylight every single day. We've already finished the shortest day of the year. We're going uphill right now. And things are going to start to do a lot better for you. But if you want to have some fun, and you can get the kids involved. You can grow peas because it's a big seed, and you can grow that in your container. But you can grow lettuce. You can grow kale, collards, all of your cold weather crop. If you like herbs, you can begin some of your herbs indoors right now and nurture them along till you get ready to put them outside, if you've got the room. But if you're limited, lettuce is something that you should try. And I always plant in my garden. You'll find them in different assortments, like an Italian mixture of various shapes and colors of lettuce varieties. And they'll have half a dozen different mixtures. It's colorful, it's pretty. They each have their own flavor and taste. But it's something that you can do. When I was going to college, I had a huge windowsill in my dorm. It was probably the windowsill itself was about 18 inches, and great big windows, about 4 feet or more in length. And I filled that whole windowsill with containers and grew plants. And everybody thought it was a neat thing, made jokes about it. Some of the older students would come in and say, "Hey, you growing pot on your window?" I said, no, "I'm growing peas." But it can be a lot of fun. The flavor is really, really good, and you should try it at this time of the year. You're going to see things growing, and mentally it will make you feel better because you see the lettuce germinating and coming up and growing, and the dark days of winter get sunnier when you see things growing like that. So try growing something on your windowsill, and you're going to have an awful lot of fun. Well, I mentioned earlier we're going to talk about some of the vegetables and berries that we have on our property or in our garden, and where they came from and how to grow them. Let's start with the strawberry. The strawberry is one of the old world of fruits, and it has been around for about 300 years. It's not something new. And they actually came from South America in the area of Chile. And the French, when the explorers were in Chile, they found it growing as a wild plant. And they brought it back to their countries all over Europe, and that's where it got started. But it began in Chile. And strawberries are very, very easy to grow. Even if you have a limited space, everybody should have one section of strawberries. You can buy them bare root, or you can buy them in containers. Bare root is a lot cheaper. And you would be buying them in a package that is wrapped with sphagnum moss to keep the roots from drying out. Don't buy the little boxes that you'll see in the box stores. Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. They'll have these little 3-inch by 3-inch boxes. And by the time you get them, they've already dried out. And half the plants are no good. They don't belong inside a building that's 70 degrees. Wait until spring gets here. Buy them from your local garden center. They'll be wrapped in long fiber sphagnum moss. They'll be kept moist. The plants will be probably coming in on a staggered delivery date. And you can buy Everbearers or Junebearers. Now, the difference between the two is this. Your June bearers, you get all of your strawberries at the same time. And you harvest them during the month of June. And then that's it. You can buy Everbearers. And Everbearers will start in June and go through July. You won't get as many. Like the June bearers, they all come in at once. And then it's all done. But the Everbearers, you get a little bit on a regular basis. And, you know, if you have 25 plants, you can only eat strawberries for so long unless you have a freezer. But if it's only you and a spouse, or you have one child or three people, get the everbearers. And you'll have a few berries every single day. You just store them in your refrigerator till you're ready, and then you use them. But everbearers are, to me, a better deal. Now, the thing that's nice about strawberries is that they are a perennial. They're not something that you have to plant every year. And the way that you grow strawberries is this. You set your plants about 18 inches apart in your garden. You give it room because strawberries will send out runners. And by the time the main plant that you set in the ground has leafed out, has begun to put out a lot of good foliage, and then eventually flower buds, you're going to notice a lot of little shoots coming out from the middle of the plant. And these little runners will set a brand new plant about 6 to 8 inches away from the mother plant. And the normal strawberry plant will send out 6 to 10 of these shoots. If they're fed well and given plenty of water, then what will happen is each of those runners that make a new plant, once the new plant has rooted, is getting well fed and well watered, that will send out another shoot. So you start off in the spring with one plant, and by the time the summer is over, each of the plants that you put in has made 10 to 20 new plants from the runners that develop from it. Now, there's a couple of things that will really, really help you. One of the biggest problems with the garden is weeds, right? So what you want to do is set your plants in the ground, go to a feed and grain store or your nursery, and buy some straw. Not hay, straw. Hay is going to be cheaper than straw. You can probably get a bale of hay for $5 or $6. A bale of hay will probably run you around $10. But the difference is hay is all the grass and all the weeds that the farmer cut in this field combined. So if you take hay and you put it in your garden, all of the weeds that grew in the field are now in your garden. Straw, on the other hand, is a type of grass, and the grass is grown and harvested before it makes seed. So you lay the straw down on the ground, there's no seed in there, and it's going to be a weed-free mulch. It will control the weeds because the seed in the ground are not getting any daylight. So we'll keep the ground free of weeds. It will help to retain moisture. So when we get hot and dry, you've got this barrier that will keep the soil cool, will help to retain the moisture, and that will give you bigger strawberries. So it does two things. And then, after a 3-year period, all of those main strawberries that you put in, you need to dig out the whole garden. Just get in there, look for the new seedlings from the last couple of years. You dig those seedlings out, you put them to one side. Everything else, either if they're seedlings, you can give them to friends and family. But the mother plant, after 3 years, she's all done. She's tired. She's done her job. And it's just going to be a plant that will use the nutrition, will use the water that's in your garden. So after the third year, pick up all of the healthy seedlings that were made, pull everything else, recondition your soil, and that straw that you put down, blend it right into the soil. It's like adding peat moss or compost. Just blend it right into the ground, and it will help to retain moisture. It will help the beneficial microbes to have something to grow into, and that way your soil will get better and better. But what I try and do, and I love to grow strawberries, I'll grow them in the same place for 3 years. At the end of the third year, I will take the opposite end of the garden, dig out all of the seedlings that I need, replant them in a different area, and then where the strawberries are this year, next year, I may plant tomatoes in there. So you need to let the soil rest a little bit. So keep moving the location, but every third year, do it. Use straw as a mulch to retain moisture, to keep the soil cooler, to prevent weeds, and to keep the berries from getting dirty. Isn't it easier to just pick a fresh strawberry? You don't have to wash it. Straw will keep the fruit clean.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking a little bit about strawberries today, and one of the most difficult part of growing strawberries is the first year. When you take that plant and you set them in the ground, the thing that you have to do that will really help that plant to get well established, to get larger in size, and to be more productive, and it's hard to do this, but you really, really have to. When you notice that the strawberries are beginning to make a cluster of flowers, you'll see a nice thick stem come out and be filled with a cluster of white blossoms eventually. You're going to need to remove the very first cluster of flowers. And it's hard, because you want to see the strawberries as soon as you can. But by removing the first cluster, you allow the plant another week or 10 days to get better established in the ground, and that will help it to be more productive. So you get them planted, you mulch them really good with the straw so that the fruits stay clean, to keep the soil from drying out, to prevent weeds. And you go in there on a daily basis, and when you see that they're starting to produce blooms, remove the first one. It's hard to do, but I'll tell you, it will pay off in the long run. You need to remove that first cluster, and it will make the plant better. Okay? So, just buckle up, go in there, take a pair of pruners or scissors, and remove the first cluster. Now, some of you are probably saying, then why after every 3 years do you have to remove the strawberries and start all over again? Now, the thing I mentioned is each seed, each plant that you put in the ground can make between 10 and 20 brand new plants. So let's say you're going to put in 12 plants. Those 12 plants will make 120 to 240 plants in the area that you put them in. The following year, they'll make another 100 plus. So your bed looks beautiful. It's all full of great foliage. But what happens is because there are too many plants in the area, each of the plants will be less productive because they're competing for the water. They're competing for the fertilizer in your soil. And the end result is the fruit that they produce will get smaller. So if you want nice, big strawberries, at the end of the third year, rip them all out and start fresh. And that way you'll have more fruit, and they'll be larger in size, and they'll have a better flavor and better color. So as I said, I plant them in one end of the garden, and at the end of the third year, I dig up all of the best-looking plants, throw everything else away, replant in a different area, and add your straw. Keep them fed where they were previously. Put tomatoes or green beans. If you plant the same vegetable in the same area every year, that vegetable or fruit will use the same food, the same nutrients every year, and they slowly wear out the soil. When you change the location of everything every year, you allow that soil to rest where you had potatoes, where you had tomatoes, where you had lettuce. So relocate every single year. And remember, strawberries at the end of 3 years, save the best plants and then throw everything else away. It really makes a big difference. Okay, how about raspberries? Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about raspberries. And if you have a question, call right now. Talk to Nathan, 855-660-4261. We're here for you. It's winter, but let's get the garden planned out right now. And if you have questions on how to grow strawberries or raspberries, call.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.